This is Anna Karmu with UN News. An attack by an armed group on the isolated town of Ran in northeast Nigeria has cut 8 to 10 of thousands of people and uprooted many more, UN humanitarians said on Friday. With the latest information, here's Samantha Newport from the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, speaking to Daniel Johnson from UN News.
So what we know about this latest attack in Borno State in northeast Nigeria is that a group of non-state armed actors descended on Ran, which is a small town in the eastern part of Borno State near the Cameroonian border, and attacked a military base and subsequently attacked the camp. The camp is home to over 70,000 people, so there are already a lot of people, mainly women and children, taking refuge in this camp. This is one of many camps in Borno State, which is the epicenter of the crisis in northeast Nigeria that has, of course, spilled over into neighboring countries such as Chad, Niger and Cameroon.
Can I just jump in there, Samantha, just to say, I mean, it sounds so matter of fact, this non-state armed group just attacked a military camp in northeast Nigeria. I mean, that to people who perhaps don't know northeastern Nigeria, that might sound extraordinary, but you're going to tell me now that it's perhaps just run of the mill, has been so for years.
There have been many attacks over the years. In fact, we're now in the 10th year of the crisis in northeast Nigeria that has been triggered largely by a conflict between the government forces and non-state armed groups. The crisis is affecting more than 7 million people in the three states in northeast Nigeria, where there are about 13.4 million inhabitants. So we have seen clashes and conflict over the last 10 years, but in recent months, we've really seen a surge in these kind of clashes. And indeed, since November in particular, we have seen a spike in clashes to the north of Maiduguri, which is the capital of Borno State, really affecting thousands of people. There are already many, many thousands of people living in camps or living with host communities, but certainly not living at home. And every time there are clashes between the army and between non-state armed groups, this triggers further displacement and really creates fear among the civilian population. Our job here is to provide aid. It's to provide emergency life-saving assistance to the most vulnerable people. And this is mainly women and children.
How are you managing to do that if you have already 76,000 internally displaced people who were living in Ran, as you say? Where are they now?
At the moment, it's very unclear what has happened in Ran. This is largely because when you have an attack on this scale and in a place that is so isolated, Ran is a very isolated community, the information is just extremely difficult to get hold of. What we do know is that a medical clinic, warehouses that have humanitarian supplies in them, and also accommodation that have recently been built, it was a tented camp for aid workers, were looted and or destroyed in the attack. And also there was a market and many, many shelters in the camp that were also burned down by the attackers. That is something that we know that happened. Several civilian fatalities have also been reported, but we don't know exactly how many yet. And at the time of the attack, there were 14 aid workers in Ran, and they were all withdrawn the following day by helicopter. But as of now, as of this moment when I'm speaking to you, we as international humanitarian organizations do not have access to Ran, either by road or by air. So it's extremely challenging. We believe that many thousands have fled Ran, but there were also reports of people fleeing in different directions and then finally coming back to Ran. So it's extremely difficult to know. People are able to move around, albeit not with safety assurances and in a very challenging situation. The roads are very poor. The infrastructure in general is very, very thin. But it's a huge concern because we really don't know what's going on. And protection of civilians, including aid workers, is paramount. And these ongoing attacks just prevent us from delivering the aid to the many, many women, men and children who need it.
So I guess the next question is, when will you be able to get back in? Because, as you say, it hasn't been the first attack by any means up in the northeast. And the second question is, why has the situation deteriorated seemingly? I know that the military was attempting to tackle these non-state armed groups, but actually how far did they get in really penetrating and pushing them out of Nigeria in the first place in a recent drive in the last, 18 months or so?
I think something to highlight as well with RAN is that RAN has been particularly attacked in Borno State in northeast Nigeria. This is where on the 1st of March in 2018, there was an attack by non-state armed groups and three aid workers were killed and three aid workers were kidnapped. Of the three aid workers who were kidnapped, two women, Saifura and Hawa, were subsequently executed in September and October of 2018. So this is a place that has been particularly dangerous, if you like, for aid workers. And this is also why we're so concerned about this latest attack in RAN.
And last question to you. You say there's 7 million people or so in need of aid and enough funding to help perhaps 6.2 million of them. Where are you going to put your priorities in 2019?
Well, the United Nations and our partners, we've been operating here for a few years, but we really scaled up significantly in 2016 when we were alarmed that there could be famine in the northeast. But since then, we have scaled up. We're responding to humanitarian needs across the three states in northeast Nigeria, prioritizing the most vulnerable. So it is really about the women. It is about the children. I mean, it's very difficult because there is such huge humanitarian need and there are not resources to address all the needs. But nonetheless, the international community has been extremely generous. The United Nations and partners, we are here in support of the government of Nigeria in responding to this humanitarian crisis. And we intend to stay as long as we are needed to help the people who need aid.
And in the regional capital, finally, Samantha Newport from OCHA, the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. In Maiduguri, as you say, the regional capital, how stable is it there now?
Maiduguri is a city of 2 million people. It's hosting thousands and thousands of IDPs just in the last 3 weeks. More than 30,000 people have arrived from northern Borno State. But the city, you know, it has commerce, it has markets, it has the normal hustle and bustle of any city. So for us, who are frequently in Maiduguri, working in Maiduguri, traveling around Maiduguri, the situation feels as normal. Where there are concerns are outside of Maiduguri, in what we call the local government areas. The operational environment is certainly much, much more challenging for civilians and also for aid workers.